Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast. It's all up in your bomb cast. Big J kills them like OJ Simpson. A quick hit the fingerless glove, don't bend. Get break quick by that big dick Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Or get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. And natural born killers, legion of skanks.
Welcome to the class.
Dave's like, I don't want to say. I was like, there's six people here. There'd have to be a murderer in the group to fucking none have that information again, matter.
I don't understand how.
There's clues. It seems like a quaint place more than like a modern fancy. Okay. I'm thinking bed and breakfast.
He's getting hot.
I'm thinking bed and breakfast. This must be northeast somewhere. Okay.
I'm out. Jay's putting it together.
Now I'm looking at those hinges on the door. That is a craftsman style door. You typically don't see them anywhere except for South Jersey.
So I'm thinking of Vermont, judging by that crown molding, Dave.
I didn't know you guys were going to go all don't fuck with cats on me.
It's been an interesting week for you, Davey, too. I saw you warring with Gnome and fucking Natterman. That was great.
Oh, Natterman got to me. I really snapped on him.
Yeah. I saw you, in text as much as you can, like lost your cool bit because it was just more of like you're usually good at just keeping it straight and hitting facts. You were having someone like, fuck you, dude, nose.
He came at me in a very personal way. I thought that was like,
I'm not even arguing your thing.
He was the one who was over the line. It was like kind of like,
you're usually more composed, even your words, I feel like, in those things. But so it was like,
well, there's something. I'll tell you, man, there's something particularly about like that class of that like generation of comics, like kind of, and Natterman's done this several times. He's had several things that I've heard, and I don't listen to their show, but several things where he's just taken little jabs at me. Like it's, you know, like nothing like crazy, but it'll just be like, my name will come up because Gnome brings me up constantly.
Gnome
has a psychotic obsession with you. The amount of times that I went into Gnome's Twitter and I was like, it's just been days of Gnome tweeting at Dave and about Dave.
I mean, it's for someone who was never even one of his comics. Like,
Tuesday night if you're going to talk about him this much.
Well, oh, no. He's literally begged me to come work the club now. But yes, throw a Tuesday night to fucking 8 years ago would have changed my life. No. So Natterman just has like said a few things on the podcast where he's just like, Gnome will be like, well, Dave Smith is saying this, and he'll go, well, he's got a big Twitter following, so I guess he's right. And just like little things kind of like that.
Can I ask you on a most basic level, Dave, because I see you keep getting called, it seems like silly to me when you argue, like you keep calling you a Jew hater and all that, and a Holocaust denier and all that shit. Is that all based on the fact that you just think Israel's not perfect in this situation?
Kind of, but regardless of that, but then Gnome and me went back and forth, and then Dan just came out and just responded to Gnome, and he went, the truth is, he goes, Dave can't tell the truth anymore because he can't risk turning on his audience. He lives in a golden cage.
Yeah.
So meaning like I'm making a lot of money off my audience, but now I can't tell the truth. I'm a prisoner even with like making money.
And also these Jews, you know how much they respect a golden cage.
First of all, if you're going to lock up a Jew, that is the way to do it. That's the most respectful way.
I mean, you're probably getting to walk right into it.
Yeah. Dan Natterman's like, not too shabby in this golden cage.
Well, but I just couldn't I couldn't bite my tongue after that. I was just like, dude, what? Like, get the fuck out of here, dude. And then also, it's just a little bit of a weird thing where you're like, what are you saying, like, what if I were to come out and like, take a different position, my life would fall apart or something like that. You go, hey, Dan, if you lost your relationship with Gnome, you would be homeless.
It's very possible.
Gnome away from homelessness.
None of the three of us would know. I wonder if Natterman used to be really funny on stage. I wonder if he's still funny on stage
I always respected Dan as a comic.
Yeah.
I'll say that. Funny. I always thought he was a fucking really funny joke writer.
I wish that his lips weren't always so wet.
Yeah, that's also the dig.
I would I wish you could do something about that.
Pull up a picture of Dan Natterman. So people, so anybody watching this can have any context at all, because they don't. Yeah. We kind of went into something without any.
He's a comedian. Sorry, he's a New York City
gnome
comedian.
Is the owner, of the company Cellar,
and a comedian. And there, that's also his co-host. Dan Natterman's got to be in his 50s, like late 50s, I'd assume.
Dan was from that generation of the Cellar guys who never jumped into like social media, didn't try to build an audience, did his late night sets, did Montreal, did all the things you were supposed to do, but didn't do the other things that
he didn't grow with the times at all.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind
of he didn't grow with the times, the exception too. He didn't grow with the times, and he's not Dave Attell.
Yeah. No, he was never respected like that. He didn't. Dave Attell also did the thing you were supposed to do, which was he actually did garner a very big audience that followed him as a touring comedian, Insomniac. Like, he was just the most respected guy for a long time. So,
and then he hired people to do social media and stuff for him. So it's like,
Todd Barry's a similar thing to Dave Attell, I'd say, where it's like he just was so respected for so long that he didn't really need to play the game the same way that a lot of other comics did. But Dan Natterman just wasn't respected enough. He is funny. Don't get me wrong. It's not a knock on him. It's just there's 100 guys that are just like that, that got into the Cellar and thought that that was going to be their sort of setup.
Well, not even taking a dig, but I mean, like, because I think all these, I'm naming people who I think are very funny.
Very funny. When I started,
Greg Rogel.
Yeah.
Greg Rogel was a killer.
One of the first. Comic that I smoked weed with, Greg Rogel, outside of the New York Comedy Club. And I thought it was so cool.
We used to love all these guys.
I was giving him my weed, which is so funny. I was like, here, Greg Rogel, do you want to smoke my weed with me?
And yeah.
Like, yeah, I'll take a hit. And I was like, oh, he smoked my weed with me, guys. He's been on HBO.
Well, I also just, there's a particular thing where it's like, for a comedian of his generation to like look down at me and be like, oh, you're big on social media. It's like, well, I don't know, dude, like, yeah, we had to figure something out. You know, I started stand-up almost 20 years ago, and Dan Natterman was passed at the Comedy Cellar already. So, like, you're still in the same... Like, that spot never opened up for someone else to come get it. You've just taken it for life, which
Dan
is fine.
Dan may have less social media followers today than he did then.
Somehow, he's just been turning people off.
He's like, I can't figure out this MySpace thing.
How do you work this fakakta machine? I think people get the opportunity, like, so we've talked this before, it's like Ted Alexandro is another guy where it's like, how did Ted not get famous or draw a big audience?
He started letting like politics define it. Well, these guys go the political route, but they're not really like super politically astute, and they make that sort of their thing on social media. A lot of people go like, oh, well, I'm not following that, that's fucking awful. So I think he never developed much.
I almost think that he would have been turning off an audience that he already had. I can't believe he didn't like build an audience off of his body of work at the time.
Well, he also,
you're talking Ted.
Ted,
yeah,
Ted,
he had like half hour special. Ted, he had a couple half hour specials.
And they were so good too. Yeah.
I saw Ted open.
I think he wasn't
Gaffigan
that motivated.
The Beacon Theater recently.
I think he does. I think he opens for Louis. I think he opens for Big X all the time.
Big X, and they take care of him. So, and I think he's fine. I saw him, and I said, "What's up to him?" I was actually kind of cringing because he unfollowed me on social media, and I know that he's been like super like lefty, like know, over the top. And I was like, fuck. I was like, I'm going to see. I took James backstage to meet Gaffigan, and I saw Ted, and he was very cordial, very friendly. But I remember being kind of like, oh, he unfollowed me on social media. That's funky. Like, I don't give a shit about the politics. Like it's like you care so much that me saying like triggering jokes and dumb words that have to do with Legion of Skanks, which is the least political show out there, like made you unfollow me, which is kind of a crazy thing.
Well, it could have been you arguing with people on Twitter. You know what I mean? Like, Ted's always been such a nice guy, like such a genuinely good dude.
He was.
So
he just posted.
Funny.
The only thing he got me with that, where it's like, again, it's not like if I saw him, I wouldn't have like beef with him over. I just thought it was like fucking cringe, as you said before, when he posted like, if your comedian's not posting about BLM, or maybe it was the fucking Occupy or something. It was like those two things. It was like, if you're not posting about that, then you're like wasting your voice. Like you shouldn't be. But another one of those things where it's like, Ted, I was just like, Ted, no one gives a fuck about my. It's not even that. It's not even that.
Yeah, Ted, tell your body of Christ joke. It rules.
But it's almost like to tell. It's like you're telling me I should be wasting by not going on social media for people who already follow me to inform them that Black Lives Matter. Like, they know, like, they know where I stand on, you know, I mean, they're not like sitting
yeah,
here wondering,
we stand that black lives don't matter, Ted.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, exactly, that's the point, though. It's like, are you going, it's like, is your concern that, like, we think, I think black lives don't matter, and that's why I'm not posting about it? I'm not posting because my audience would just call me a faggot for it, because they're like, yeah, we get it, you're not into cops murdering black people.
Now, like, on the other jokes, now, Jay's speaking for himself. I was posting a lot about the movement that I was starting, Black Lives Don't Matter.
Black Lives
we did
Don't
not
Matter.
Get too many. We did not get a lot of people out to our rallies.
You guys, but the bracelets look dope. BLBM, BLBM, dude.
Me and three people.
BLBM. You know what I hate about the world today?
Black
I know,
lives.
Right? No, I love black lives, but I hate that a fucking joke, novelty, funny thing like BLDM bracelets with like a skanks thing on the bead on either side of it would sell a zillion merch things, but then people will get very upset about it.
You can't even do Black Lives Don't Matter merch anymore.
You can't.
What's going
where
on?
Are we at in this world where you can't even do Black Lives Don't Matter merch?
It's just hilarious. It's just, you're like,
you're telling
somebody
me, you're
wearing
telling me
that.
Trump's back in and I'm still sitting on a warehouse of Black Lives Don't Matter merch?
Yeah, because no one gets what's funny anymore. Wearing a Black Lives Don't Matter bracelet is hilarious.
I think that 10% of our audience would buy it and be like, oh, I get it. It's irony. Then 90% of them be like, yeah, right?
First of all, though, as it was done, yeah, but here's the thing. Also, it plays both ways. It could be blue lives don't matter if you're trying to make black people more comfortable.
Well, we're not going to see that. Flip-flops. That's crazy.
Why?
That just seems, no,
you can
seems,
interpret-
a little, seems a little off-brand.
You get no, you can interpret it however you want, I'm saying. It just says BLDM.
Oh, Jay.
2020 was a very awkward time for people who hate blacks and cops.
It really was. But yeah, you see what I'm saying? Do you see the possibilities now?
I see it. I'm Dan Natterman. Hey.
Do you see the dollar signs in my eyes? Shing.
That's it. Was, Dan Natterman
you
on your side.
Noam said afterward that I was very mean to Dan. He goes, that was very mean.
I saw that. You're like, what?
I don't know. I mean, he fucking came at me first. Why is it mean
also,
for me
like,
to respond?
How is it? I have no respect at all. Like, Noam, you're a fucking comedy club owner. Get off Twitter. What is wrong with you? How are you spending all of your time doing this? Run a club.
Well, the podcast,
raise a child.
Be a man.
The
podcast used to be, it was like at live from the table. And the idea of it was like this, the idea of the comics sitting around talking shit the way they did. And then I think at the time, like Christine was helping him book it at one point, and then she stopped because she was like, I was going to get him like comics. Like he wants like a comic per show and like Chris Cuomo. You know what I mean? Like he wants to be like talk. He wants to be like a political figure. And that's the show has become like a political talk show, which is fucking weird. A political talk show.
Well,
happening
I was.
At the
I
comedy
didn't. I also
there.
Didn't know that before I did it. Before I did the show, I thought. If you remember, Jay, I talked to you briefly about this because I wanted to. I thought we were going to have an argument about like comedy. Like I thought I was going on there to just be like he was like because he had said that I hated him because he didn't pass me at the Comedy Cellar and I was like that's not true, dude. I don't fucking hate. I don't resent you at all for that. And then I was like, oh, what I do resent you for is throwing
Dave,
my boy
Dave
Jay
whiffed.
Under the bus. Well, that's like what I did. And then I thought, and then as soon as I got on the show, he was just like he just wanted to talk about Ukraine and Israel and shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, fine, we could talk about that. But I didn't even realize
when
it
Dave came back
like
that night, I was
show.
Like, what'd you say when it got into stuff about me? He goes, buddy, they got me. He goes, he said something about Ukraine right away. And it was the whole show. And I was like, ah,
yeah.
I gotcha. I hear you.
I was like, oh, we never talked about that. No, my beef was like with him, the way he handled the shit with Seth Simons, the way he fucking handled the shit with you and what they wrote in that book and all that. That was my only issue.
He's an idiot
with him.
With that stuff. I mean, the Seth Simon stuff is ridiculous. When he said, in one, was it the one you did, Dave, with him? Where he was like, ah, I had the guy in here the other day, I bought him a drink or something. He was on some podcast.
No, he didn't say that with me.
Oh, then it was maybe when he had those. The only times I watched the show was when he had those people on from the club that that canceled comics. And then
we were the comics. We were two over the four. He said comics like it was us.
I didn't know if you wanted to like not have that, try to get that nut stirred up again.
No, I don't care.
Fuck them then. Yeah, whatever it was called, something.
Yeah, no, I didn't want it. No, initially we didn't say anything because I saw what happened, which was these people booked us by accident, not realizing who we were, then went back on a booking. And I didn't think it was that big of a deal. It was enough time out. They wrote a very friendly email. Then Kurt and Florentine went and posted it publicly. And I was like, well, that's kind of funky. They didn't fuck us over. They just canceled the booking, which happens. But once it was out, it was out.
Well, then it was the weird thing is that it was kind of like a situation almost like if there was like a fight brewing and you're like, guys, everyone calm down. Like, I'm not trying to get in a fight. And then like the guy on the other side of the fight was like, yeah, these two faggots don't even want to get in a fight. And you're like, well, now I'm coming. You know, like, so like what happens is me and Lewis didn't say anything publicly about it. We were like, no. And privately behind the scenes, we argued with Kurt. Like, dude, why are you posting this? We didn't say we wanted to make this a public thing. So then like, all these people were asking me for like every show on Fox News asked me to be on because they all want to be like, oh, cancel culture takes a comedian, you know. And I was like, I don't really want to be a part of that game. I don't really agree with you guys on this.
Florentine really rode the wave. Cancel
Florentine
comedian
was on
Jim
every
Florentine
one of those shows. I'll tell
like,
you who they emailed.
You can't say anything these days.
Yeah, I'll tell you who they emailed as soon as I said no. Jim Florentine. That's who they went to. But anyway, so then they come on Gnome's podcast and then they're like, well, you know, we just didn't think they were right for our club. And I'm like, that's reasonable. And then Gnome's like, well, why didn't you think they were right? And they're like, well, we don't like people who deny trans people's right to exist or something. And then you're like, oh,
well, I thought,
well, now,
Gnome,
I didn't say
I
anything
Gnome,
publicly.
I thought
and
Gnome
you guys
of,
are
Gnome kind of owned them in that thing. He did good on that.
No, Gnome did great. I texted Gnome after that to thank him for that, to be like, hey, dude, I really appreciated you kind of like catching our back on that. So that nobody, but it's like they're sitting there now when me and Lewis didn't comment on it publicly, and they're kind of pretty clearly implying that we deny trans people's right to exist, which
and
is
that
not
was literally
true.
Just
we're all for them existing as the biological sex that they were born as, but. But then it's like this weird thing where you're like, but now you guys are like talking shit publicly and we didn't say anything to you. So
I said
then
they can exist.
Like, well, fuck them.
They can exist, but we got to put them in golden cages.
Yes.
They can exist in prison under the best gold bars, cages, money can buy.
You have to be a spectacle.
Now,
you must be a spectacle.
I know a lot of you guys are wondering, but we had these gold bars checked. That's pure gold. That's cage you're in, pure gold bars.
But what a weird, I mean, that really is just Gnome's whole thing and anatomy getting all worked up. That fucking, but I mean, he's got to have a bitterness in him that chews away. I mean, what could Natterman? Let's take a wild shot at his fucking annual income weekly. What does he put in his pocket a week?
How many spots can he get as a seller? I don't know.
Does he tour on the road?
I don't think he does a ton of spots to sell. Because I know when I did the thing that seller podcast with Bobby, he was complaining that they're passing so many people and that they are booking checkbox. When I brought that up about them booking checkbox, he was and Natterman was saying that he doesn't get enough spots, that he would like to get more spots than he gets.
Well, I said it once. I said one point after he said, I'm going to, he goes like, the after I shit on him, and then he responded to me and he said something real mean. Like he was like, he deleted it afterward, but he said something like, he was like, life is short, Dave, and you'll spend the rest of it having a little bit of money because you're the good Jew or whatever, basically saying I'm a traitor to Jews and that's how I make my money. And then I said back to him, I go, you're nearly 60 and you need a $75 spot this week to eat, you know, or something like that. And then literally, no, I couldn't believe he said this. Noam actually said it in his response to me. He goes, we pay $125 on the weekends. Like, no, that does not change the equation. No, I'm like, my point still stands. Like, that's
not even,
cool.
It's not even
that's
double.
Cool that you upped it.
It's not even
I
double.
I believe that Dan does not have a website, which is never a good sign for your bookings.
No.
He doesn't go on the road. He said, Dan Natterman said one of the craziest things. And I learned, again, it's one of those, like, leave it alone. Like, everybody's thing doesn't have to be your thing or what you think. Because when Natterman got, like, a few rounds deep on America's Got Talent, I was watching that season. And I said to him, when I saw him, I was like, dude, it's great where you're at. I go, because what that just guarantees is every comedy club in the country, every A club will give you a shot. Like, you can get booked. For the next, like, you can get, like, every club, every improv.
So I can get booked at A club. Wow.
No. He says, I don't like going on the road. I like being home. And he just like and he I was like, yeah, I go, but I mean this is like I don't know if it's gonna last that long. I go, you just get like a shot here where you can make like fucking $1 million touring this year. And he's like, I like to be in New York, you know? And I was like, oh, okay. I'm like, what the fuck did you go on America's Got Talent for then? That was almost my take on it. I'm like, why go on America's Got Talent if you want to parlay it into nothing? That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
He was either gonna do $1 million Vegas residency or nothing. He's like, or it's a complete waste of time. What an idiot. I mean, people who become in 15th place get careers off that show.
Yeah, I don't know many people who like. I don't know how many comics actually did parlay at America's Got Talent anything big.
Tom Cotter, Preacher Lawson,
I almost feel
whatchamacallit, a
like was
couple.
Preacher did. It's a. I think Preacher was getting to where he was going to get without America's Got Talent.
His thing though is Merrick's Got Talent. That's what put him out
No,
there
of
for
course. And he's
sure.
also super
Big time.
clean and he's
Right.
handsome and he like, you know,
Yeah,
he
yeah.
really like
And he's funny. I'm just saying it's like
very
so it's
funny.
just like
Preacher's hilarious. And I guess but is Tom Cotter even killing it?
I don't know anymore, but he had that run. He did all those, like he was the comic for years. Like he did get a Vegas residency ultimately. He came in second place that year. He lost to Dogs.
Yeah, he went far in
He went
the
far. He got a
thing,
set. He
yeah.
came in second place, and he had a residency in Vegas for a while. You know, he had his wife probably stopped doing comedy, and he probably made some nice money in that. And he probably tours like B rooms and shit, and can make a couple bucks now. But I mean, no, but it gave him a career for sure, without a doubt, like a guaranteed career. Whereas before, he was just like a guy who used to be on like Letterman and stuff. You
Yeah.
know, I mean, that kind of goes away. America's Got Talent has done things for some comics, and then not. It was supposed to fucking do a lot for Vida. Yeah, Melissa Vilas Niort was. Despite that, though, she didn't really move. I don't think forward a lot. Terry Fader's
Puppet
what you
act.
call it, Piff the Magic Dragon for sure. Career definitely because of that
They're a
show.
little different though. Like those are actual Vegas acts. Piff's a magician more than a comedian.
It's both. He plays comedy clubs, though. I mean,
Yeah, I know.
so.
It's you know, but you know, it depends on what your act is.
Oh, without a doubt. But Gary Veeder like went decently
He
deep. He went
advanced pretty
decently deep,
far.
but he said it didn't help him fucking at all. It's
No,
kind of
probably
like
just like the best tape he's
it's just
had, you know what I mean, at the time,
yeah.
you
But he was
know.
like, but I think it was just like they're also looking for it. Gary Veeder really wasn't like the. It's like if he was clean, if he got as far as he got, and he was Preacher Lawson, still would have done more for him probably. Gary was just like,
Gary's clean.
is he squeaky clean?
Squeaky clean. Tours for Nate. Opens for Nate all the time.
I mean, I know, but you mean Julian McCullough's not squeaky clean. He just like is
He's
squeaky clean
squeaky
for
clean for
Nate.
Nate.
For Nate, yeah, that's what I'm
Yeah,
saying.
yeah.
Is Gary, but all across the board,
I think Gary just does what he does and it's pretty clean.
was it always
Yeah.
clean? I don't know.
I
Like,
think Gary, I think Gary was always like he was never like a dirty
misdirection,
comic
yeah,
for sure.
misdirection, clean, TV ready, like
Oh,
you know, just very low energy.
well, then I don't
He was
know
always
why. Then
a
I don't. Then I
tight
have no.
comedian though.
I know he's funny as shit, but I have no idea why AGT did nothing for him. It's also, I guess, how you parlay it, maybe too.
It's how you parlay it, and also like you know, you can only do. There's only so many. You're naming the amount of. There's been 150 comedians on AGT. And you can name like three or four where it actually did something for them.
By the way, it could do something for a minute. There's a Vicky Barbalack, which was like the white trash whatever thing she had.
Well,
Like if a
Barbalack lives don't matter.
Barbalack lives. BLDM, dude. Barbalack lives don't matter. She was like the white trash nasty. It was like a character-y kind of thing, but it was stand up. But I think she was like toiling away at the Comedy Store forever, and then they kind of bumped her for a little bit. And I think she gets like Comedy Store pull now, maybe, but I don't think she like sells tons of, but I might be
You gotta
wrong
like
too.
even like
There's these people
America's
who quietly do theaters, and I have no
America's
idea.
Got Talent is so weird because you gotta like the idea is you win like a Vegas residency. You have to have a whole show sort of based off of your act. So just with stand up like in general, like you know, it's gotta be fucking there's gotta be something to it where it's a little bit more. What's up, Christine?
What's up, Christine? Says
What's up,
Lewis.
girl? Nice tits.
What's up?
Sorry, that was too much.
He said nice tits.
She couldn't hear me. You didn't have
Oh,
to tell her.
I thought you were. I was relaying it all.
What's it called? So I thought about doing this on the I mean, G Mike has to chime in. They asked me the most ridiculous question on the last day of vacation, that I thought would be pretty good for this show. And I mean, but I feel like Alex and G Mike have to chime in because I'm not going to do it justice.
So G Mike and Becca are sort of the masters of this question. I'm an answerer. G Mike is the only one here equipped to ask, I think.
G Mike, the first of all, they asked me, they were like, do you want to play Who's in Your Mouth? And the answer is always yes,
Right.
obviously. And then I was like, sure, let's play. And then G Mike asked me a ridiculous question. And then it went
Yeah, there's
to,
two questions.
there's two questions.
Do you want me to ask the
Please.
Wait, what's
Okay.
who's in your mouth?
We'll get to that. The first question is, would you rather have a big house but no property, like no backyard, no front yard? Would you rather have a big property but a very small house, like a New York apartment size house, but like 4 acres of land?
Is that just a question?
That's
Yeah,
the first
first question.
question.
Oh, do I have to answer?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you can do whatever you want. You
Okay.
can put a basketball court on it. People upkeep it for you so you don't have to worry about like
Well, I
trimming.
mean, well, you could do a water park outside if you want.
Yeah, I'd rather have the
Well,
land.
I thought you could do nothing structurally.
Oh, is
I mean,
that
you can't
no
make
one
it a
said
larger
that?
house.
I was gonna
Yeah,
say,
you
you can
can't
build
build
another
another
house.
home.
You can never make it a larger house,
But I could build a
I can
basketball
build
court. I could have
a pool.
anything I want.
And I gotta tell you this, that basketball court and pool is gonna need another house. So with all this property, I might as well throw another house up. Now, I'm not extending on the smaller house you see, as you said in our written agreement. I am building, in fact,
You
a
can't.
new house.
There's no new
Why?
house. You can't
If
build a
I'm being
second house.
honest, I don't even really spend that much time in my tiny apartment size house. I live in my mansion pool house most days, but sure.
No, you don't understand.
You're not allowed to build anything with a roof.
Okay, how about this though? The stairs that go up to the water slide are through what's like a giant spooky postmodern mansion. And then but the stairs go through it, and
Stop trying to look for the loophole, Jay.
why?
That's what you
Isn't
call
that the whole
the
thing?
stairwell. That's the loophole, yes.
That's the loophole.
No,
You guys in the Helter Skelter?
you can't build anything with a roof.
By the way, I'm just
No.
saying, I don't want to leave this subject, but I was going to say that watch a documentary by Charles Manson, a new one on Netflix, and it was all MK Ultra shit. Just government involved pretty much in that. I don't know if you guys knew
There
that.
you go, Jay. There you go.
I don't know if you guys knew that, dude. Charles Manson took over where the government left off in learning how to control people's minds and kill for you. And then blah, 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 the Beach Boys. I said it's on Bonfire this week, but I love the Beach Boys are the band that's associated with Charles Manson the most. And by the way, by the time I was a kid in the 80s, moved on from that. That wasn't part of their lore to me. They were just fucking good vibrations, and She's My Little Deuce Coupe. Like, that's what I thought of the band. I was like, oh, they also suck. They're shitty beach music for fucking jerk offs that I would never be into. And then it turns out they're part of like this like killer cult in some way. They have this like ties to it. So weird. Small house, a lot of property.
Dave, same for you. Small house, big property.
I'm a little torn on it.
Dave's got kids to think about.
Yeah, but the property is a big part of that too.
I know, but Dave, ethnic
We're
people are
talking
outside.
small,
Ethnic
like in
people are
New
outside. They
York
want to take
City.
your children. Keep them
You
inside.
have a 3 bedroom, 1 bath apartment size, 1,000 square feet.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with the big house.
Okay, so big house, Jay, big property. All right, question two. You find a hard drive. On this hard drive, there is 10,000 Bitcoin just for you.
That's a
But
lot
every
of
time you
Bitcoin.
want to withdraw a
Now,
Bitcoin, you
Bitcoin right now is, just so you guys know, is about
80,000.
$84,000.
So that's, $800 million sitting on a hard drive just for you. But every time you'd like to withdraw one Bitcoin, you have to watch an hour of child porn. How much Bitcoin can you get off of that hard drive?
And it's got to be straight in a row. You can't take a break. You have to just sit down and watch the child
Specify
porn.
the child porn, specify the ages.
It's
Hold on,
just
can I, hold
random
on,
and it
G
gets
Mike,
progressively worse.
It's also Clockwork Orange rules where you can't look away for a
I
second.
understand. I assume that. I'm asking you, what is the age of this child porn?
So, G
Anything.
Mike, can I make some concessions here? Because you
Of
guys started
course.
coming up with crazy rules during the thing. We're going to make this very simple.
Yeah.
It is all randomized. Sometimes it's a child being molested. Sometimes it's two children having sex on camera. They could
sometimes
be
it's 18, 17. Sometimes
I don't know why 18, I would feel worse seeing
sometimes
a little
girl. Sometimes it's a
girl.
Bath time video that a pedo might just jerk off to.
And also, so you know, Jay, it's
you're getting hard.
I'm gonna come. Just so you guys know, this
does
is
you know I am come. Jerking off from this rope right now.
No, you. Yeah, the one concession here is this child porn has already been filmed, and no new children are being hurt by you watching it.
Okay.
Well, yes, sorry. I assumed that. Obviously, we're not going to take money if you're torturing.
Well, 10,000 hours of
but
child
the kid's
porn.
Already been tortured. Yeah, this happened.
But you have to watch
like,
it.
What are you just sitting on this Bitcoin?
Nothing's going to change that
in a row. So basically, for 1 hour though, it's $82,000. For 2 hours, to 164. It's not even worth it. You're like, at this point, I should get in at least. 20.
No, if you're gonna do it, you gotta at least do a day. I'm not doing this just to be out of money by the end of the year again. That's insane.
I will give a little.
You either go nothing or you're going big on this.
No, I'd give you give a little bit of Bitcoin to him as a payment back
to who? The kids?
Yes.
You can't get in touch with the kids.
That would be an even more fucked up question is like how small a percentage of your Bitcoin you end up giving those kids.
What did it say? There was an employee what?
It said 2 hours, which is crazy.
2 hours of
child that's honor. Ridiculous. Well, that's because
like,
this was
fuck?
a poor person said this because they think that's a ton of money.
Yeah.
I said 24 hours personally.
Wait, yeah, I was going to say,
what is 24 hours net yet?
Right
is that how many Bitcoin?
I'll tell you right now.
It's going to be a little, it's going to be almost $2 million, maybe over 1.5.
But it's not unlimited. We don't have unlimited. It's unlimited.
Nearly
Bitcoin.
$2 million. 1 point. You have up to 10,000 hours. So technically you could do 10,000.
It's just
times.
The trouble
you
is
have do,
Alex,
you have to do
like,
it. Do you have to do it in a row?
Yes.
It's 416 days. If you want to do all 10,000 hours,
$800 million worth of Bitcoin is sitting there for you.
You well, can the thing sleep about and Alex, eat.
Alex's pick is just like, if you're gonna do a day, just do 2 days. You know what I mean? I mean, like, why do one day?
Well, Dave,
and then you're stuck here with
days,
like 1.5.
If you're gonna do 2 days, you might as well do a week. I mean,
you're
well,
there
yeah, because
what's
look,
a week?
A week.
Yeah, what's a week? What's 24? What's
how many hours in a week?
How many hours in a week?
7 = 168 times 80,000. Equals so one full week.
Yeah.
Granted, just you know that amount of hours you'd sleep, you'd wake up, and they'd start the timer again is $13,440,000.
Can I watch?
Yeah,
it?
I mean that just makes more sense than Alex's answer. I'm not even saying that's my answer. You know, my well, answer
I,
is zero.
Can
I wouldn't watch any of it.
I almost
Alex,
changed my
do
answer.
Do a week.
Can I think I changed this? My answer.
Do you think you're going to be any more damaged from 24 hours?
No, I'm going to become desensitized to it. Now I'm getting turned on by only child
There were more
porn.
Concessions that made me... there were more rules to this that made me...
They started coming up with crazy, stupid rules.
Like at one point, there's like a 1 in 4 chance that it's a video of you and you start remembering
That's
it
crazy.
As you're watching.
Then they were saying that the big one
was the liar rule, which is every time you spend this money, you have to tell the person exactly how you got it.
Which is crazy.
Oh, well, then I'm just not watching any or taking any of the money. I can't have this burden. And after I
but
go through this nightmare, I got it. That I have that money now. Otherwise, this just isn't even
a nightmare for some,
purchase,
a dream
though.
For others. Jay,
I think if you sell it hard, by the way, how ridiculous you think it is and terrible, like you could do that. It's like, oh my God, like you are so wealthy now. What happened? He goes, I had to watch like fucking 2 weeks of child pornography. And I go,
that's allowed. Yes.
You had to watch 2 weeks of child pornography. I go, it's fucking crazy, right? Like two, it's like there's
it was
two
a, it was a
of
nightmare.
Child pornography. He goes, fucking, and they go, for 2 weeks, and that's how you made the money. He goes, yeah, it's fucking disgusting. Like, I'm not into it. It didn't make me into it. I just think it's a fucking horrible thing. But the money was sitting there at the end of that rainbow.
If you do it for a month,
I had to do it for a full week, and I made like $13 million. But I donated 100 grand to kids in need.
I'm going to tell you something. If I was able, if I could sit in the room, I'm talking about pure boredom here is the issue, what I would worry about, and going nuts just watching.
That's your biggest concern is
well,
being
I'm saying why, because I'm telling you, I would just do, I'd sit there for a month if you could add in, it could be picture in picture on a video game or picture
you know,
in
people
picture.
People have asked
no.
this. Yeah, yeah. No. Hey,
can I ask real quick?
Jay, this is actually the hardest job you've ever had in your life.
It would be.
How did the first question tie into this second one?
It just opened you up. It opened you up for questions.
Well, because
interrogation.
How much money are you going to have to build upon this lot that I have all this property now? I have to fucking build a water park.
$57 million. After if you do a month, which is 720 hours, it's $57 million. $57,600,000. That seems like the perfect amount of money.
Oh, can I ask you this?
It does seem like a good amount.
Can I ask you this, Alex and Mike? Since you guys are the professors here, what is can I? Am I allowed to sleep as long as I want to sleep?
Yeah,
sure.
Whenever I want to sleep.
The timer stops though, and then it's like Groundhog Day. As soon as your eyes open, it's starting again.
Yeah, no, I got that. I got that.
I mean, what are you going to take fucking a week off to nap from the child point? Get it out. I'm trying to stay awake 20 hours a day, just banging out these 720 hours as quickly as possible.
You also not banging them out. You're watching someone else bang them
out. You have to leave your family, too, by the way. Like, and you have to tell your
kids. I can't bring them with me?
Can I ask a follow-up question?
Please.
Isn't it strange that I feel like I would feel worse seeing, like, a little girl get molested video than watching like a boy get molested? Don't know why.
Depends.
Don't know why.
Actually having sex? Yes. Yeah. Diddling? I don't know. I feel like it probably feels pretty good for her.
No, I'm talking about penetration.
Come on, dude. Don't even say those words. It's disgusting.
Or even mouth stuff. I still feel worse for the girl.
I get your point.
Yeah. Well, cause diddling sounds like you're rubbing a tiny girl's clit. When you diddle a boy, it's like you're just smacking his dick around. Be like, ew, that doesn't feel good at all. Stop smacking my dick.
True. Yeah,
this just sounds hilarious.
Diddling a boy is painful.
Yeah, I mean, I make it through as much as I possibly could.
You got to give it a definitive number, and you got to do it as when they ask you. You can't change it later, right? So you can't say.
Yeah, if you do 1 minute less, you get nothing.
You get 1 minute less, you get nothing, and you have to decide right there and then. They said, we're going to start this clock.
Yeah, see, I don't, watching. That's a big changer for me, because I don't know, if I get there and then I just can't take it, I get nothing now, and I already started.
I know, I'm choosing it. 24 hours probably, because I'm going to be like, that is 24 hours is...
Peanuts.
No, it's $2 million.
Peanuts.
It's not going to fucking change your life completely.
It's just you did all of that, and then you're trying to hang with me and Jay when we're worth $50 million each.
Yeah,
and it's kind of like you can't even come out to the thing.
5 days,
and you can't really afford it.
The answer is 5 days, guys.
Why? What do you bring home from that?
$9,600,000. That is basically life. That
untaxed
life changing money.
Sure.
That'll having that in the bank right there and then, you're setting yourself up. You can live off your interest. You can invest. You could fucking.
You're going to lose all your friends, but you could buy new friends.
You don't got to tell anybody.
You could definitely buy new friends.
You don't got to tell anybody. They're going to see it in your eyes, though.
Yeah. That guy tried to
in
do
your
that.
Dead, soulless
that's
eyes.
That's the story. That's what the guy tried to do in Philly. That famous. They made a movie about that with John Cusack. He found a fucking armored truck open up, and he found the bag with a couple $1 million, and he just couldn't help himself but to be a Philly jerk off and fucking wag the money around. Everyone just saw it coming. He's like, he was the guy who was like, you're a fucking loser. You're not even allowed in this bar anymore. He's like, oh yeah? How about if I buy everyone three rounds? Like, throws money up in the air. So you can't not fuck up.
Yeah, I would be a secret. This would be, I would be a secret multimillionaire.
I couldn't hide my money. You'd start seeing it. My fucking, he goes, dude, is that a fucking diamond encrusted wallet chain? He goes, it's not attached to a wallet. It's just a chain.
I'd watch a kid get fucked.
And let me tell you, I earned every diamond on this son of a bitch. Well, really, that boy earned it. But technically.
But it was easier to watch than if it was a girl. So,
are there more questions? I want to watch this comedian. Everyone's saying about this comedian losing their shit video. I want to see it. Another comedian meltdown. Are there more questions? I don't want to.
I saw the video. It's the best one I've seen.
Is it?
I sent it to the group.
Of all bomby videos.
It was the best. It was the best bomb video. Yeah, I think it was the best bomb meltdown video I've seen. It's just, there's so many things about it. We'll get into it in a sec.
It's exciting.
So what's the end of this game? Who's in my mouth? Someone's been in my mouth this whole time?
Oh no, that's the punishment if someone refuses to answer if they'd watch child porn. Is we'd have ChatGPT because it was like the whole Guest Digital crew pick a random person and a random body part, and we shut all the lights.
Oh, you were actually enforcing this.
Yeah. Yeah, and there was way more dudes than girls, so it probably wouldn't have been cool if you didn't answer the question.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah, what were they putting?
But who wouldn't answer the question? Isn't no, I wouldn't watch any of it and answer
yeah,
the question?
Yeah, one Karen, our office manager, said she wouldn't watch 1 hour. So then I said, what if it was 18:17? And she said yes.
Karen, our office manager,
is a sweet woman.
She's a sweet woman. She full-fledged at breakfast the night after partying, fucking had a convulsion fainting fit. And then me and Ralph.
Really?
Yeah, Ralph didn't lift one finger to help this poor woman. I've talked about it. He was like, well, you know, there she is.
I'm not putting my fingerprints on that.
And then me and Shannon, like, I don't know what's happening. So like, I just see her kind of going like going out. And I was like, fuck, Karen's like an older woman. She's like 57 years old. And I run over to her and I just start yelling in her face. Are you okay?
What happened? She snapped response.
No, she passed out. And I was like, guys, and then we all seriously
throw her in the ocean.
It was the moment where we're like, we got to get rid of this body. There's no way.
He goes, I'm not shipping this thing home.
Like, I have no idea how this works out for us. I don't know who's family. Responsible.
Guys, it didn't matter. Her soul was gone. It was just a body. You should have fucking burned her and ate her, dude. Yellow jackets.
Oh, fuck, dude. It was quite a moment.
Yeah. It sounds fucking terrifying.
Yeah, like legitimately terrifying. That was the only almost death on this time's Guest Digital trip.
That was the exact me, Dave, and my dad, dude. That's one of my favorite stories ever.
She smoked a blunt with me in the morning, and fucking, it was just me and her, and nobody else was up. But it's like she's like, sure, I'll keep hitting it. I kept it handed to her, and then she fucking had a fucking full fledged like
fucking fun.
In her seat. If she was standing, she would have fell and smashed her head on the fucking concrete.
Oh, she did Molly and mushrooms. How old is she?
She's like in her 50s.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, this old people who don't do drugs sometimes think they could just jump in and like, hey, I'm going to cut loose with the gang. And it's like,
Oh, fuck that.
You got to be ready.
Yeah. Holy shit. Do we have the video?
So this is the video we're referring to, correct?
Yep.
Oh yeah.
Okay. So I will say what I saw from this is she's I saw some. I didn't hear any of it, but she's doing. I guess it's an open mic in a bar that respects that they're doing open mic there so little that there are, I'm guessing, a dozen televisions on.
Which yep. It's like, by the way, I'm not even saying it's not on the bar. It's on the organizer of the open mic to figure out a place that respects open mics enough.
Right.
Because the bar, like this, what happened was this guy, whoever set up this open mic probably works there part time. And it was like, yo, let's do an open mic on Wednesday afternoons. Nobody's really here. And then the bar was like, we don't really want to do it. It's like, as long as we don't got to turn the TVs off. It's like, no, dude, TVs are fine. People love TVs. Yeah, on no
I love that. By the way, all sports. It's like boxing. There's a Dallas Mavericks game happening in the background.
Yeah. Yeah, this is, and it's very funny. I'm 99.9% positive it's Yusuf from the Internal Olympics that starts
organizing. Well, listen to me. The best way to show someone they're a loser is to be better than them. She kind of
talks like Paco, the way Paco just like.
Yes, a little bit. Maybe not quite like this. But all three of us have done, you know, terrible bar shows. Like we've done.
This would be a good.
I've done far worse than what's happening right here.
Yeah, I've done
sure.
Worse.
But I'm just saying there is something.
Listen to that PA. Like,
you gotta be a little bit self-aware in these moments, and it's just like when you're doing them, and I've been there. You're just at the absolute bottom. You can't really talk about like. Being a loser or showing someone who's a loser. It's like, if anything, the joke is going to be what a loser I am that I'm here.
Is that what she's doing? I thought this is part of a joke. This is her already into it with somebody.
I think this is part of a joke. What's happening right now.
Okay. And, what's her name? Orange Chicken? I think it's what it is.
Is her name Orange Chicken, really?
Mango Orange Chicken?
Mango Orange Chicken. I think you're reading a Chinese menu. Jay.
Mingo orange chicken. I believe this is her thing.
That's the person's. Oh,
yeah, that's her.
Okay, she's kind of toy.
Ming Xiao Mingo orange chicken.
She's wearing. No, go back up. She's wearing
it's
that
Mingo
outfit in another
range
thing.
Chicken, Jay.
Oh, she's not. Never mind.
Oh, by the way, isn't there a surprise in this video? Someone told me. Isn't it like a fun?
I don't want to blow this up.
No, besides that, I don't want to blow the surprise, but I think there's like a fun Easter egg in this, isn't there?
What is it? The Real Ass Podcast shirt?
Is that what it is? Yeah. There's like a fun.
Jay, I've been saying, are we having an issue connecting? I've said it twice on this thing.
You've said it since we've been on this broadcast.
Yeah. Yeah. I said it was.
Yes. You guys have been having an issue connecting for over 20 years.
Yeah, to be honest with you, dude.
Anyway, back to the video.
I don't remember that at all. And I apologize.
I said it was Yusuf from the Intern Olympics.
I definitely heard.
Oh, it's him. I heard you say it to you, so I didn't realize he's the one.
No, you know what? You might have said the Real Ass Podcast thing before
Jay got on. Okay.
Yeah.
Because the Yusuf thing, I didn't know. I realized it was him. That does make sense, though.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey, we're connecting.
We're connected.
Here to be at a comedy club out of nowhere. Because people who do comedy here for.
Like you do comedy here.
Shut the fuck
like you. No, you do comedy here.
Arnold. Hey. No.
Call my husband. So call my husband right now.
Call him.
You just talk to me? When I do my comedy?
Yeah.
Yo. Pause it. Let me tell you something. If someone doesn't turn that into a song quick, you talk to me when I do comedy?
Dude, I don't. But why was he like running up to her?
Yeah,
like, what was gonna happen?
He's
there
a bit
in that
aggressive.
Confrontation?
He seems like a lunatic.
So I guess she was. We couldn't really hear what she was saying, but she was making.
It's like
she
might have
been
people
bombing
who do comedy there.
She might have been bombing at this point, and she was like, "You loser for doing comedy even here. Anybody who do comedy here ain't gonna do." And he was like, "What you?" You fucking dumb bitch.
Oh, so maybe he's a comic that got
he's
made.
A comic.
But it's
for
also
sure.
Like no one in this environment, and I get it, dude. We've been there, you gotta put your dues in. You know, but no one in this environment should even be going off about you're a loser. No, you're a loser with it. It's just like just do your set.
Look at these fucking biceps. It's the classic, dude. So can we just do this from the beginning, please? Because now I want to have some context here that what she's saying is maybe her. She's already pissed.
Listen to me. The best way to show someone they're a loser is to be better than them. And I'm sorry, this is my last time to be at.
So I think she's already having either a problem with somebody in the crowd or she's bombing. Mm-hmm. And then she starts trashing them, being like,
I'll give her credit. She's
now she says it's my last time to be here
at Comedy Club outdoor.
Hold on, I kind of wanted to get
here. This is fucking, I love these videos.
A comedy club out of nowhere. Because people who do comedy here for
like you do comedy here.
Shut the fuck
like you. No, you do comedy here.
Arnold.
That guy thought he was gonna pull a fucking gun out. That guy's a lunatic.
But whoever that comic is,
but I mean, he walks up with a real like.
Oh no, he walks up. He walks up.
I think he was walking up just yelling, and then she started coming at him. Though, like, if you could rewind it for a second, it doesn't seem like he's trying to be physically aggressive with her. It seems
He looks like he's trying to be intimidating for sure.
Maybe.
So she's because like, it's on Facebook, it doesn't rewind, but we could start it from the top.
That's fine.
Okay.
First positions, everyone.
Shout out to Arnold.
Listen to me. The
Crazy
best
loser.
Way to show someone they're a loser is to be better than them.
Yes.
And,
Confucius said.
I'm sorry, this is my last time to be here, to be at a comedy club out of nowhere. Because
she
went
in the middle of nowhere.
Your lucky numbers are 13, 62, 81, 14, 6.
I'm here for.
You do comedy here.
Shut the fuck up.
No, he's kind of coming up.
Call my husband right now.
You talk
to me when I do my comedy?
Dude, that really sucks for the guy who was eating that.
I know, he's like, my pizza. I come here to enjoy a little open mic comedy and have a pizza alone. Get away from the old lady for a couple hours.
You talk to me while I do my comedy here? Call my husband.
Oh, you crazy nip. I was just trying to have a pepperoni pizza.
The reaction of that guy is fucking great, dude. Too, it's just very like, oh, man.
Son of a bitch. Mother,
get out.
No, fuck that is. I'll make you disappear. You'll never see him in any comic con. My word.
What does her husband do?
Makes people disappear.
He's a magician.
Every comedy club I stand up for.
Her husband is Shane Lynn from America's Got Talent.
For everyone who somebody is fucking with you.
Yeah, look at this fucking
100% Yusuf, by the way.
Yeah, it's Yusuf.
By the way, I love this fucking patent speech she's giving them all. It's pretty fucking fantastic. I come, I stick up for you, I stick up for you. No one stick up for me.
I will stand up for you. Okay, are you guys standing up for me?
Okay. Ah, yeah.
No. Yusuf is so comical and collected here.
Talk shit about me and nobody can do nothing. You did
that to Rob. Yo, cry into the mic.
I did that to Rob. Are you serious, Yusuf? I was trying to get you on the comedy club.
Yeah, she said Yusuf.
I'm telling you the truth. You want me to lie, you all lie.
American. Wow.
I'm telling the truth.
Listen, I was here because Rob wasn't saying anything. I was trying to help it, to talk and get it out. And somebody come up to me and be like, shut the fuck up. And then when I start doing comedy.
That's hilarious. By the way, pause it. That's not what happened, actually. He said like you, and she said shut the fuck up. So technically,
we've all been there before. Do you ever like it's like when your adrenaline's up and you're like in a confrontation, and then like sometimes like you're trying to argue that you were righteous, and then you're like, wait, what happened exactly? Like it's almost like hard to like remember it.
And every time I tell a story on the show, you guys are like, Lewis, that's not how it happened.
Because if it is something when you
I've
get
been
like,
in her shoes
up,
so many times where I'm freaking out, and I try to relay it to my friend, and I'm like, then he said shut the fuck up and threw some orange chicken at me. Then I had to name myself orange chicken.
They always they call that pizza there the Gomez because it always gets tossed around.
I'm doing it for 30 seconds. You saw it, right?
You got extra bread.
Yeah, because
is that her dog? Is that her lunch?
You do that. You've done lunch. You know that.
In comedy club?
In comedy clubs too. Sometimes
oh, wow.
You're drinking.
That's why you guys are here, right? Because you're a fucking loser, bitch.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm not getting you on because you're a
that's
fucking
fair.
Bitch.
Okay.
You guys are not loyal. Because when you are loyal,
you're not royal.
You fight with your friends.
But this is not
a
fighting environment.
It is.
No, could you describe their behavior without using an L word?
Oh, you're not royal.
He just says we use our words, not violence.
It's so funny for somebody in a real ass podcast to be saying we use our words, not violence.
Lady, I love all people and I just want you happy.
I just want to be connected to every female comedian freaking out video for the next year.
That is also the, that outfit sucks.
Yeah, she's got an Asian ass, so it's not looking good.
I mean, she does have a terribly Asian ass and, and she's just like, doesn't look like she gives a fuck. And she's wearing like fucking like slippers and socks.
Yeah.
So, yeah. All right.
Wants
listen,
respect.
Rough,
maybe if she was hotter, these guys would have fought for her.
Look, rough set. Great boxing match, though.
Yeah.
You call my set, Luff?
Is there more of it?
Yeah, I think so. A little bit more, right?
You're
not
fucking
racist. I don't like
violence. There's no I want to be ninja. This has nothing to do with race.
I will report this club.
Who are you reporting the club to?
The guy who talked to me when I was in the championship. And I'm going through anxiety.
Is this the Community Bureau of Investigations?
No, he just like.
I'd like to speak to Special Agent Gallagher, please.
Hi, is this the comedy, please? I'm looking for the comedy, please.
Hello, racist police.
I'd like to talk to Detective Dangerfield, please.
It seems like there's not showing you any respect.
Oh, hey, don't give you respect. I hold you guys guilty on two counts of no respect.
Hello, comedy, please.
Comedy Bureau Investigations. Hey, I need my best guys on this. Hey,
oh, shit.
She keeps on calling it my comedy. She's like, I tried to do my comedy.
That's your 1 minute
light. Somebody said that's your 1 minute light.
With in the middle of her time, she was already on the phone with police with her light game. Your light's up.
God, is that the end of the video?
Yeah, it was started.
Yeah, looped around and started again.
Oh, fuck. God,
fuck, that is hilarious.
God bless her. I'd bring her back. I'd bring her on Legion of Skanks.
Oh, yeah. To talk about that?
Without a heartbeat. Doubt. Her and Yusuf. Let's hash it out.
Yeah. Now, listen.
Court.
I think we could all agree Yusuf was a bitch. Now, I don't know why he was
Yusuf
a bitch.
Was being a little pussy.
He didn't go to attack somebody because they were upset with you? Seems weird.
Nah, when you're gonna put on the Real Ass Podcast shirt, you got to fill those shoes, you know?
You have to be unethical and violent.
She's also making a terrible Asian mistake that I have to say Jing Jang Summers does a better job of. If you make yourself presentably attractive all the time, guys will be more willing to stick up for you.
That's true.
They also would have been willing to probably laugh at your jokes and enjoy you more just because they'd like you to like them. But you're dressed like she has the body of a fucking a Walmart mom.
She looks like an Easter peep.
Yeah, I mean, that ass.
What do you want, a fucking Easter peep? You fucking dumb bitch,
dough ass fucking Asian. How'd that happen?
Fix yourself.
Fucking chubby with a flat ass. Get right the fuck out of town.
Swore I said Roger from American Dad.
Sort of. What a pud.
Let me see.
It looked like when we went to her Instagram. Oh.
There we go. She's a little fupa. Well, you know, she's probably got some kids. Let's see.
Maybe.
I see two trash cans. And then she responded very literally. No, there's only one. Something wrong with your eyes.
She left on him 30 weeks ago.
Oh my gosh.
I see two trash cans.
Fucking with her? I mean, she's out there. Yeah, there.
That's a heavily, is that a heavily filtered picture?
And she's like, oh, all you can eat buffet. Yummy, yummy.
Yumma. Dina and leftovers. This one's dessert.
Yeah, she goes from being hot to being dumpy.
No, but she's doing, it's all that fucking crazy.
Yeah, women can really make themselves look like,
no, not only just
the
filter, she's wearing like one of those like body things.
Yeah.
Obviously. Have you ever seen a woman without makeup or filters or like something to make her body look better?
No,
they look like shit. Women look like shit.
Oh, I met Kobe Bryant that one time. Yeah, it's exactly, her face isn't that shape. She's using that stuff when they do those transformation videos, like fucking tape that like tapes your fucking face down.
Dude, I'm fucking like 30 pounds heavier than I was 5 days ago.
That's not true.
I swear to God I am.
That's a dangerous
fluctuation. Lewis can gain 30 pounds on a vacation.
Dude, no, forget that. Like literally my feet couldn't fit in my shoes. I gained, it's sort of from like the bottom up, dude.
You got foot fat?
Dude, I got so foot fat. It was crazy.
It's got to be like an allergic reaction of some kind, right?
No, it's just eating a ton of salt and a ton of sugar.
He's got a calorie allergy.
Yeah, dude, it was. I didn't feel right until this morning. No, I still don't feel right. I'm still very fat. You see it in my face.
I mean,
no, dude.
No, not really.
I almost want to show you guys my body right now.
Is the number 30 pounds?
Hold on, guys, do plugs. I'm gonna go get a pair of shorts. I'm gonna show you my body. It's crazy. No, it's, dude.
Nah, you'll do it because you'll snap back. So yeah, I know you.
No, I know. No. The only reason I'll do it is because I'll snap back. I almost want to send you Alex. I'm gonna send you guys a picture of me the day before I left while they're doing plugs. And then I'm gonna come back in my underwear.
G Mike wrote, "Dude was eating,
eating all capitalized."
Dude, I was. It was like.
Did you do chef again and stuff, like that whole thing?
Yeah, of course. But here's the thing. Like, you guys only saw me never not munching. No, I did eat. So they left the M&Ms open on the kitchen counter. And then I kept on going back and grabbing M&Ms. And then after, I was like, wait a minute, there's ants in this place. Then I looked into the bag of M&Ms and it was covered in like little tiny ants. Oh. And I had been just eating ants.
Oh, dude, your feet got fat off ants?
Dude, I had bugs crawling between my teeth. Somebody said my teeth look like Jake's feet.
Was Jake out there?
Oh, dude, that's horrible. Oh,
was Jake on that trip?
Yeah, Jake came. And he left his shoes on the whole time, except one time he went to my room to grab weed and he fucking didn't wear his shoes. And he told me, he was like, yeah, dude, I just walked in your room without my shoes on. I was mad at him for a full 24 hours.
I bet.
I was like, dude, well, you walked into my room without your fucking shoe. I mean, you...
Alex bought him water shoes. That's good. Yeah, I'd be honest with you. I wouldn't jump in a pool with his loose feet.
No, they were bad, dude.
I'd switch rooms
if you walked in my room.
I'm like, that water's going to touch my mouth. It's just, it's all connected. It's all connected.
Yeah, not worth it. Hold on, not worth it. Yeah, no, you can't risk that. I'm with you, Jay.
You can have a fucking Dinger Peak. You want to do plugs? Go ahead, Davey.
Sure. I'll be in Boston soon. I think that's my next stop, back at Laugh Boston, which I'm looking forward to. I haven't been to Boston in a few years, and just one of the best comedy towns in the world. So very excited to go back there. And then Nashville, Chicago, bunch of stuff coming up, some big podcasts coming up. ComicDaveSmith.com for all my ticket links, partoftheproblem.com to sign up to support my other podcast. My comedy specials are, they got Libertas and 30 Minutes with Dave Smith are both up on YouTube for free. And that's all.
Hell yeah. I'm all over the place doing some, I'm doing the Seneca Niagara Resorts with Bobby Kelly. We're co-headlining that Friday and Saturday next week, 21st, 22nd. Come check that out. Then I will be in Atlanta, Georgia for the first time in a long time doing the new Helium down there in Marietta. And then Austin, Texas. I'll be going down there for Moon Tower Festival, doing a bunch of shows down there. So make sure you come check me out. Tulsa, Oklahoma, Bricktown. Always coming to a city near you, people, on the Big J. Oakerson's Peter North American Tour, coming on a city near you. Get it? Check it out. Also, Bonfire, 5 days a week, Faction Talk, Sirius XM 103. And, of course, if you're a guest digital subscriber, you know what the fuck it is with Story Wars. And then my new special, first half of my new special, Them, They, Them, is out right now, doing well on YouTube. Please check it out. Write comments. Subscribe to my YouTube page. And support that shit. And part two coming out, 420, Dave's birthday.
Hell yeah. come see me live on the road. Next weekend, South Bend, Indiana, Raleigh, North Carolina. And the weekend after that, I'm doing a little Ontario, Canada tour, Burlington, London, a bunch of places. Go to lewisofskanks.com, grab those tickets, and check out all the other pods I do. Sign up for my mailing list. Got a lot of stuff going on. I sent to the group, by the way, I sent a picture of me shirtless 5 days ago.
By the way, I don't think it's where you are. But it is funny, if you're trying to hide where you are, you put on a hat that just says Montana.
I'm not in Montana.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. That's what I assumed it was.
It's just a hat.
He goes, guys, I'm not going to tell you where I'm at.
I like, just put it on. It was like
the address, whatever resort.
Hilton, room 204. Like,
guys, I'm not telling you where the fuck I'm at.
Did you guys get the picture?
I saw the before picture that you sent.
You gotta pull it up.
Yeah, 1 second.
Suarez, I don't know if I gave it to you.
The before is great. Yeah. You're in good shape.
This is 5 days ago.
It might as well be five decades ago, Lewis.
Okay.
I mean, vascular, abs are popping. This is insane.
Oh, dude, I see the difference so clearly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, dude, that is insane.
Hang on. You're pushing out your belly. You're pushing out your tum-tum. I mean.
What's up?
It's amazing that you could transform that much in 5 days.
Yeah, it's wild. I'm 30 pounds heavier.
That's so wacky.
This is not healthy, dude.
You're like De Niro.
It seems to me like that's got to be more dangerous than just being overweight the whole time.
No, it's not.
The stress on your organs of putting on 30 pounds in 5 days has got to be fucking
rough. It's definitely not more dangerous than being overweight the whole time.
I don't know. I mean, who knows? But I mean, like I'm saying, the fluctuation is just wild.
You know, it's crazy.
You're in good enough health, I'm sure you'll be fine. But it's like, that's those things like where it's like, what is it, like Tom Hanks and those guys like fluctuate themselves into being diabetic and not fat.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, exactly. Like that's honestly the concern is when my feet and ankles get so swollen. I'm like, is this diabetes? I don't really know technically what diabetes is. Like, why do they cut your feet off? Is that the reason? Because my feet felt like they could have gone the other day.
You getting that little tingle jingle?
They were just, dude. Then I flew right after. I mean, they were so swollen, so fat, like to the point where I had like
flying does that already.
Yeah. I had no mobility in my ankle as it was. It was like, dude, if I showed you my ankle, it was crazy. And then I tried to put my shoe on. It looked like Zach's feet in my shoes.
It was like salt, maybe like a crazy amount of salt or something.
I think it's the salt, the sugar. It was just, I mean, alcohol. I hadn't been drinking. I hadn't been smoking. And I just snacked the whole time.
Wait.
And then I couldn't shit. Like,
what's Dr. John Popick's decision? Yeah.
Swollen feet and hands.
That's what I think. I think it's sodium.
Yeah, for sure sodium. And I, I just, I was just fucking really bad.
Dude, Lewis, it's unbelievable. Lewis should get like 10 times the credit he gets when he's in shape because it really is like Lewis has to be perfect for
it's like
so
a day
long.
Of mistake from
dude it's
blowing
insane
it all up.
I talked to him, it's just months and months of him being like, my body's in ketosis now and I'm not fucking doing these fastings and it's just perfect. You go over to his house, he doesn't even have fruit. He's like, I can't have fruit because there's carbs in that, and he'll stack months and months of that together to get into good shape. And then dude, it's like just boom. If Lewis just goes, I'm just going to eat whatever I want to for 48 hours. It's
worthless. For a week. But also, I couldn't shit either, whatever it was, because I did a 72-hour fast before I went. Then I came back and I had some carbs and I was eating. I ate some good food. I went to a Cuban restaurant on Friday. I was like, let me just get some fucking spices in me, get ready for it. And I could not shit, dude. I shit on the last day. But like the whole time I'm there, like literally just as I'm shoving more food into my face, I'm going like, it's not going anywhere.
So jeez,
it was torture. It was actually not good.
Shit the whole trip. Dude, I couldn't eat a ton if I couldn't shit.
I know you'd think that. And then they kept on making these fresh cookies. Dude, these fresh. How good were those chocolate fucking chip cookies? Holy moly. God damn. Were they good?
You miss them.
They were fucking delicious, dude. She made the best cookies.
Ralph was up fucking jogging every day. I always see his gay posts.
Yeah, but he jogged a mile.
Yeah, what a pussy.
Doesn't mean anything.
It's jack shit. Fucking
I'm going to fucking do it. I'm not going there to jog. But I, you know, in a weird way, I wish I could go on a healthy vacation. Like go on a vacation where I'm going to just eat salads and fruit the whole time, not drink, exercise, do yoga every morning. I wish I had it in me because I would feel better.
Well, you're a very all or nothing guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, like you have to go for it like big time. Like I feel like I can keep it evenly, like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, when I go on a vacation, it doesn't make me think like nonstop eating all day. I still like almost operate under the thing like, yeah, I'm going to save up and have like one meal today. If you know what I mean? Like maybe it's like,
well, if I'm doing a vacation,
unhealthy
like that,
food, but I don't feel like I have a little foresight on the feeling of gorging myself now too, especially with like Manjaro and shit like that. You feel awful.
I don't gorge the way Lewis does, but I also just don't have that in me. Like I can't really gorge. Like I can't eat that much, but I'm
I committed
Lewis
four or five deadly sins in Jamaica.
Gorging.
Gluttony, lust. I'm shoving bananas up my ass.
She goes, I spent the last day being very envious of everyone around me.
That's very envious.
Man, I had a lot of greed at the airport.
But Jamaica's it's the only one where I have like a private chef who's making all of these foods that I absolutely love. It's a little different. When you go to a restaurant, you're on vacation, you go to a restaurant with your son. You're not gorging. I'm not going like, let me get one of everything on the menu and then just shoving it into my face. This is it's to the point where I don't know that I can do this vacation anymore. And I love it. I can do Jamaica, but I'd have to go to a hotel and like go to a restaurant. You have the just like going back for like thirds on dinner and like fucking like, I'm not even exaggerating, but that was almost everybody. Like Alex,
well,
was
can't
going
you
back
do it and just
dinner.
Not have three dinners?
I just don't have it in me.
whatever. You don't have
and it's just because I stopped smoking weed. I got so high. Dave, you know, when I get high, like I'm like, it's a goofy asshole. And I just kept on going. Whatever it was, I could not stop myself from going back and getting more and more.
All right, it's time for dinner. What do you mean I already had four dinners? Give me dinner.
Dinner Cinco, please.
Yeah, it was
sounds like you guys had a good time, though. I asked, I played ball today with Paco. Paco said it was great.
Yeah, Paco was having a blast. We all had a blast. It was like five or six new people there that haven't been there before. So that's always fun to show them that.
I heard a guy sang and fucking melted Shannon's heart.
Yeah, we do our annual talent show.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone has to take part and everyone has to do a talent. And yeah, it was great.
What did Alex do? Fucking French kiss Mike with a straight face?
No, what was Alex's talent this year? Did she sing a song? No, Alex hula hooped this year.
Nice.
She hula hooped, yeah.
Yeah.
She went outside and had a glow in the dark hula hoop.
That's her jam.
And she was third place. She did very good.
Did you pack a hula hoop?
I did, and I did it secretly so that nobody knew it was there.
Seems like a difficult thing to pack.
Alex turned to the side, and she was this giant O. She shoved it in her pussy.
No one will know if I stand against the wall.
Yeah, Alex won third place. Second place was John and Karen, who you guys don't even know. And they did a sketch, like a Miss Cleo sketch. It was just well thought out and very funny. They nailed it. Like, they both nailed their parts. It was really, really good. And then first place was Dom, our boy Dom, who's got the golden pipes.
I have not thought about Miss Cleo in a very long time.
Yeah.
Remember those commercials?
I would have given them third place. Hacks bumped Alex up.
No, it was all very fair. Done. All very fair.
What did you do, Lewis?
Me, Ralph, and Frank don't have to do talents because we are talentless. Mm. No, we judge it.
You, Frank, and Ralph?
Me, Frank, and Ralph judge it.
Was Harrington there?
Yeah.
What did he do?
Harrington and Frank, I mean, I almost want to send you, can I send the video to the group? It's borderline psychotic what they did.
What did Paco do? Catch fish with his hands or some kind of weird.
Paco did magic with eggs. Here we go. I'm sending this to the group. See if you can pull this up. So are you guys going to have to send it to Suarez? Is everyone else away from the computer?
Correct.
Okay, they'll send it in a second. But essentially they did a sketch where they dress up, Tom and Harrington dress up as Bert and Ernie. But it was just off of the fact that
Tom is a pretty good Bert, I got to say. Just
he does look like Bert. He was, his acting was horrific.
No, Tom doesn't go all in, for sure.
What we found out was Harrington has just been able to do his Ernie impression for his daughter probably a bunch. So he knows how to sound. He sounds a little bit like...
I've done a good Bert and Ernie for the kids.
Sure. He sounds a little bit like Ernie when he says the word Bert.
Hey, Bert.
And that's it. Yeah, he can do that.
Yeah,
so that's as far as they thought the entire sketch out was the fact that Harrington can go, hey, Bert.
Oh, so he just keeps saying,
it's
hey,
a fairly easy impression to do, I feel like, as far as impressions
go. Do you shame them the rest of the day for not even giving a shit and trying?
No, as long as they try. Everyone really tried this year, it seems like.
I believe they didn't try at all. You said they just said they're Bert and Ernie and kept saying,
well, hey, they were the, I believe, second to last place.
Did you yell at anyone on the trip?
Did you shame them for it?
No. Do you feel like maybe that's why you got so fat?
It's taking a long time to go through.
Do you think you held in all the anger and shaming, and then that's why you gained so much weight?
No, I don't.
I'm just throwing ideas out.
I'm very chill, and I'm sure G Mike and Alex can attest to this. I'm very, very chill on vacation.
You're pretty intense otherwise.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. These guys don't really deal with the same fucking intensity that they used to deal with back in the day. I've calmed down a little bit in my older years.
As a wise old man.
It finally went through. Shannon did puppetry of the tits. She drew Frankenstein on one of her tits and put like mustaches and glasses on her other tit and did me and Ralph arguing.
Okay. I gotta say, just from the thumbnail here, that I didn't realize they went and dressed and found the Bert and Ernie outfits. That's not as bad as I thought.
Harrington covered in like orange paint while he's tripping on some sort of hallucinogens gave Blue Boy from Dragnet vibes.
Also, Harrington wrote a script, and on the way out, Tom said, fuck it, we'll just improvise.
Nice. I like that, dude. The ball, brazen.
Yeah, well, they were not good at improv. That was the whole problem with that plan.
That's why it's very brazen, you see, because they attempted something that they know they have no business trying or doing or an ability to do.
Brazen.
Brazen beef.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm getting back to Jamaica. Yum, brazen beef. I haven't eaten anything today. I've had just lattes, just heavy cream lattes.
Nice.
Trying to get back into ketosis.
Yeah, blast yourself back into ketosis.
Did you guys send the video to Suarez?
Yes, one second.
No problem. Thanks, Suarez. Suarez, you're such a big guy, but you have such a tiny picture.
That's from like 12 years ago. Picture.
Why is it 1/100th the size of everyone else's pictures? Am I crazy?
A little teeny picture.
Yeah, but beyond that, it was fun. A lot of fun. There was a mosquito in my room every night.
Just one kept nailing you?
Just one just kept on fucking biting me on the head. Ooh, so I didn't sleep very well. There was a lot of issues.
I've seen Alex is maybe one of the most wonderfully supportive chicks ever to Harrington. I mean, he sang nonsense at a karaoke once, and she stood up in a room full of people and earnestly said how much she loved him and cheered for him.
She knows she loves Harrington. She really does. Every time we would walk by, and I mean, first of all, Harrington was dressed like Homer Simpson when he wore the muumuu. He was wearing a giant towel dress.
Oh, dude, what a great episode. I've been thought about that forever. You remember he's doing the thing where he's just at his computer and he's just writing out yes, and then he figures out he could just hit Y, and he goes, I just increased my productivity.
Dude, if I could find, is there no muumuu shots of Harrington? It was bonkers. How fucking, and then Ralph pointed that out actually. And I was like, Ralph, you just gotta send the picture of Homer to everybody on the staff without saying anything. You just heard everybody start to cackle at the exact same time. It was the fucking best. I don't know why I didn't take any picture of Harrington in the muumuu. This is how nice I am.
His legs are so white.
Dude, really it was accented. Fucking crazy. He would walk by not wearing a shirt with his fucking patchy hair. Like he has Austin Powers hair on his back and chest. And like he would walk by. You see Alex with 100% like sincerity be like, that's my babe. I love him so much. I was like, what is happening to you?
He gave her a potion.
Excited for today and stuff?
Well, of course, Bruce, Bert, and Bert excited to be here in Jamaica. Or does the Jamaican say, I...
Not bad.
I agree. That sounds like all right.
Stop this.
I thought Harrington's Ernie impression, you undersold it a little bit. It was all right.
It's horrible. I don't want to see any more of it. It's upsetting, and it's making me hurt for him, the fact that shirt is somehow almost has elastic under his tits. The way it's hugging up. I hate this. If I was there, I would have ran through the screen door, dude. I would have went too fast and ran through the screen.
It's so bad.
Oh, I don't like it. This. This makes me uncomfortable as shit.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. No, it's not a great sale for the trip. Like
was
I don't.
Tom
want to
was Tom on meth.
Trip.
It was way. He's looking back and forth.
It's crazy.
The way Mike's standing is crazy.
They might have been second to last place.
Whereas the locals call it what? What? Oh my God.
Irie. But it's not what the locals. He was like, it's great to be here in Jamaica, or as the locals call it, Irie. That's not what the locals call it.
Gee, Mike, you're right. Harrington looks like a creature from your nightmares.
Actually, Harrington and Tom were in ninth place out of 12. Performances.
Who was worse than that?
Three worse than this?
Natalie's performance she came in 10th.
What did she do?
What did Natalie do again, guys?
Church, it was bad. Pussy.
Natalie put lipstick on with her boobs.
Oh yeah, she put lipstick in between her little lesbian tits.
Oh, but don't you get the reference to that?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all right.
It was fine, but it was pretty uneventful. Then Jake was in 11th place. And what did Jake do?
Showed his feet.
Brian roll in Lewis's room.
Oh yeah. He tried to roll a joint in 1 minute while saying hello in whatever language we asked him to say hello in.
But everyone just kept on yelling languages out, and then he forgot he was rolling a joint. He was trying to remember. He's like, konnichiwa.
Dude, this thing should be like. He's like, guys, I can kick a nail into a wall if you want with my feet.
He didn't roll the joint in the minute. Nice. Like, that was the biggest thing of all. And then G Mike was in dead last place.
G Mike, what'd you do?
What'd you do, G Mike?
At least I tried.
What'd you not do?
It's my fault for, but I said I could be waterboarded longer than anyone else on staff.
Yeah. So we waterboarded him and another staff member and
GBM.
It was GBM, and he tapped out before GBM.
But really? Ralph was doing it to GBM and wasn't really putting water on his face. Like, felt bad for him. While Frank did it to me for real, and I couldn't breathe in like the first 30 seconds.
Was it a nightmare?
How was it? Brutal.
The first one went right up my nose, and I couldn't breathe from there. So I was just holding my breath, and then when I couldn't hold my breath anymore, I just tapped out.
Yeah, that was a last place performance, G Mike.
Yeah, almost.
That was worse than two guys dressing like Bert and Ernie and having nothing prepared to say.
They put makeup on.
Hey, we're in a room. We're here in a place.
I get it, though. You got 12 people competing, and they at least dressed up, and like that still beats other. I get it.
Fair enough.
Yeah, yeah. GBM was 4th place. And he did a one man show, and it was pretty good.
What'd he do?
It was the origin of his name, and he like pretended to be a doctor and pretended to be himself, and kept on going back and forth. And he had an eye chart that he'd like printed out that just said gay shit on the eye chart. It was pretty good.
Was it a revelation? Did everybody at the end just go?
Yeah, it was pretty good. We have fun. We have fun on these Gas Digital trips.
Yeah, I know everybody comes back all jazzed from it.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Well, dude, always a fun one hanging out on the Friday Night Hang. Thank you guys for subscribing to Gas Digital and being here hanging out with us. Tell people, if they're not subscribed, get subscribed or you're going to miss out on this kind of shit.
Jay, congratulations. Moving this weekend.
Yeah, congratulations, buddy.
It's it. Tomorrow morning, I leave for the road and,
coming back to your new place.
When are you back, Sunday or Monday?
Sunday early morning. I'm doing red eye Saturday.
Nice. Well, I'll see you tonight, my friend. Story Wars Live
down at Dojo. I will see you tonight. And thanks all for hanging out. Until next time, everybody. Peace.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
Did you suck it? I think I would instinctually suck it.
Thick with 3 C's.
Who else be fucking over, Lewis?
Lewis Gomez.
Lewis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
J. Gomez.
If you ever try to watch a retard draw a swastika, it's hilarious.
I'm sort of known as a point guard of podcasting. Being a fat gay guy is so fucking awesome.
And comedian Dave Smith.
You fucking godless, soulless sodomites.
That's the fucking best joke I've ever heard in my life.
It was 8 inches.
The Legion of Skanks podcast.